It's been about 1 month since the overnight parking lot fire at Aspiro completely destroyed four of their buses, accounting for about one-third of their fleet. Aspiro is a Green Bay organization that supports people with disabilities and provides them resources to live their best lives. They help individuals reach their goals, connect them to the community, and more. Nicole Hoffman is the Vice President of Development at Aspiro.
The minibuses are used on a daily basis, mornings and afternoons, and they take our clients to their work sites, to community outings, volunteer sites, business tours.
Since the fire, the community has reached out in a big way to help the organization. Individuals have given donations, different businesses and organizations have stepped up to contribute, and local media outlets, including Midwest Communications and WLUK, collaborated as well.
Our community's media outlets came together in an extraordinary display of unity. They collaborated on joint radio and TV PSAs and outdoor billboards to share our story.
During the month of March, while they were down four buses, businesses like New Hope Center in Chilton and Oneida Transport offer transportation assistance. And now, Aspiro's fundraising for the buses has reached a significant milestone.
We are excited to announce that we have raised over $484,000 to fully replace our bus fleet.
PMI Entertainment Group made a considerable donation to make this happen. Terry Charles is the Senior Manager of Corporate Communications for PMI Entertainment Group.
Our company donated $60,000 to the bus fund. The entertainment crowd has come back to our business, so we've had a good year, and we're just thrilled to be in a position to make a difference for this great company.
Charles says their company faced challenges as a result of the pandemic, and since the entertainment industry has regained a sense of stability, they wanted to help Aspiro when they weren't as stable.
Our mission statement is basically improving the quality of lives in northeastern Wisconsin. They also improve the quality of lives in northeastern Wisconsin, so it's a win-win, and we're just so happy to be able to do this.
So far, Aspiro has been working with Best Bus in Illinois and purchasing the first two buses.
We have two ordered right now, and we are just awaiting a delivery date, and then we will proceed with purchasing the second two buses.
Lots of people are going to continue getting use out of those buses.
In total, the buses touch over 200 clients at any point in their days here at Aspiro.
And the buses aren't the only new thing coming to Aspiro. Security equipment will soon be installed to make sure nothing like this ever happens again.
We are also putting cameras on the side of our building where the minibuses will be parked. And we also have catalytic converter cages ordered so we can put those on the new buses when they arrive.
The cause of the fire on February 28th is yet to be determined. Aspiro says they're expecting the fire marshal's report at the end of the month. A fifth bus also caught fire, but may still be salvageable. That bus had heat damage and a broken out window from the heat. Fire investigators are still working to determine if that bus may be repairable. Reporting from Aspiro in Green Bay, I'm Rachel Charniak, WTAQ News.